Hot Start 1-9er, passengers Fast Eddie and Digital Dave on EAA Radio.
Hey, that's my seat.
Passengers, I want to fly this thing. Jeez.
Okay, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we are joined this morning by Sergeant Jonathan Blank of the United States Marine Corps.
Ah.
A veteran in Afghanistan who unfortunately was injured. However, we're glad you made it back.
Thanks a lot. It's good to be here.
We're glad to have you here at AirVenture.
And first, I'd like to start by congratulating you. Thank you for your service to your country. You are the reason that we can do this.
Well, you're welcome.
You and all of the other men, servicemen and women out there, we do appreciate their sacrifices and also those of the families that are back home.
Yeah, a question I'd like to ask you, we don't hear much on the media. Do you think we're doing good? I mean, all we hear about is the bad stuff. We don't hear about how the Army and the Marines are helping to rebuild villages and things like that, and how the people feel about us in general. Hopefully they like us, the fact that we're there.
Well, in my personal experience, it just differs from one area to the next. Afghanistan is very separated by tribal issues, well, in different areas depending on rural or urban. Just their opinions differ from us. Some people may be very aggressive towards the United States, and other places are very thankful that we're there. So it's all very differing.
So you have to step lightly.
You do.
Okay. And you're here as part of the Disabled American Veterans?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. My information is faulty yet again.
He's courtesy here of B&S Aircraft Parts and Accessories.
Okay.
Yes, sir, out of Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, and they're offering a salute to wounded veterans.
That's
great. Well, I really hope that the, that they're doing right by you.
Oh, they are.
The military.
They are.
Sergeant,
you deserve it.
Tell us what happened out there in Afghanistan. What happened?
Well, we were on patrol in the Sangin River Valley. That's in the northeastern corner of the Helmand Province. The Helmand Province is located in the southern central portion of Afghanistan. So it's a large desert terrain, a couple of mountains here and there, but mostly it's relatively flat. But anyways, we were operating in the Sangin River Valley during reconnaissance operations for the current infantry battalion that was occupying the Sangin District Center. Well, my platoon and a company from the Bravo Company of 1st Recon Battalion had inserted behind the enemy lines because they had actually established lines. They actually had ringed in the Sangin District Center with fortified positions, which hadn't been seen really since World War II or even more so in, like, Vietnam. But anyways, we were on a patrol. We were in the middle of the night. We went out to go confirm or deny the presence of a narcotics and ID manufacturing facility. And we occupied a building. We cleared out two IEDs going into the building because this position was a very good position. The Afghans know, like, what is a military valuable, you know, position. This was a building on a hilltop that overlooked the valley and overlooked a roadway that ran along parallel to the valley, and we knew it was important terrain, and they knew it was important terrain, so we knew that it would probably be IED, but we figured we could, you know, get through it. And so we did occupy the building, and with success, I mean, we cleared out two IEDs, and for the most part accomplished our mission. We confirmed the presence of the narcotics and IED-making facility, and we also ambushed a group of enemy soldiers or insurgents that were along the roadway. And during that fighting, I was walking back and forth alongside the wall that we were fighting from, and walking in the same position that everybody had been stepping on all morning long, and I triggered a third IED. No one knew it was there. We all swept through it, and several other my friends had stepped on it also, so it's kind of a big surprise for all of us. But
yeah, so you weren't the only one injured in the detonation, then?
No, I wasn't. Two of my friends were also injured.
Sorry about that. Just an old airplane taking off.
It's Oshkosh. That's what we expect, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so one of my good friends, Matt Stormont, had suffered facial injuries. He had a bunch of fragmentation hit his face. And he had an eye injury that he suffered. But thank God for plastic surgery and good American doctors. They fixed him right up, and you can't even tell that he was injured. And then my other friend, Staff Sergeant Adam Sorensen now, he had a bunch of fragmentation injuries to his backside. He had rocks and large amount of my bones in his back, and
ooh,
yeah, from my femurs disintegrating from the blast.
So for you, it was one moment you were standing there, and the next moment you woke up in a hospital somewhere.
Nope. One moment I was standing there, and next moment I was crawling out of a hole in the ground with the dust and swirling all around me.
So you were still conscious?
Yes, I was.
That's incredible.
Through everything.
And, of course, all your buddies and everything immediately went into, hey, we got a man down mode, and
pretty much
came to your aid. How long between the IED and, you know, when they loaded you on the helicopter to get you out of there? How long did that take?
About 30 to 40 minutes.
It seemed like forever, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're still having to fight off the insurgents.
Yes. Yeah, they were treating our injuries, and at the same time, the insurgents were rallying for another attack on us. We knew that they were coming because, obviously, they figured out our position was there after we ambushed their friends, and then after the IED blast, they were ready. And they did try to shoot down the helicopter that came in and medevaced me, but thank God for a huge dust cloud that swirled up, they weren't able to find their target. Instead, they came pretty close to shooting some of my friends, but that was just, you know, chance of shots in the dark.
Well, let's hope that they got what they deserved.
Oh, they did. They
called in some backup and smoked the place.
So I'm assuming that after they picked you up, they picked up the rest of your squad and everybody got out of there.
Right. Well, after they medevaced myself and the three other Marines that were injured, two of them were injured in the same blast as me. Like I said, when we cleared out the other two IEDs, one of them didn't explode. It detonated, but it didn't detonate the way it was supposed to be. And a third Marine Gunnery Sergeant, John Gonzel, was injured in that explosion with some facial injuries. But he's perfectly fine now. He's good to go. So the four of us were medevaced in that when that bird came in. And the rest of my platoon stuck it out and fought it out in that position. And later on, just evacuated that. Well, they didn't evacuate. They went back to the patrol base that night.
And then, of course, they called in the aerial guys, and they flattened
it. I hope so.
Oh, they did.
Good for them.
They did.
Good for them. So how has your recovery been? I get the distinct feeling that you had a pretty rough time in the hospital from what I read in your press release here.
Yes, I did. Well, initially, I had a rough time recovering out of the hospital. I died three times there in the Camp Bastion at the trauma center, but after that, I was good to go, and then I was evacuated to Germany. And from there, I spent a day and a half, and then I was on a medevac going towards the United States when I stopped breathing in midair, and they did an emergency landing in England where I spent another week just trying to become stable enough to fly back to the United States. From there, I went to Bethesda Naval Medical Center where I spent a whole month of surgery after surgery to cleanse out my wounds and to get me stable enough and fight off all the infections that I had. Many of the troops are coming back with injuries like mine are coming back with a lot of heavy infections because of the dirtiness of, like, the places that they're usually in, like, the just everything that's in the dirt over there.
Right.
But,
something you don't think about.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Initially, I healed up pretty fast. I mean, for the amount of injuries that I suffered, I healed quite well, and I was injured on October 26, 2010, and I was back in. I went down to San Antonio at the Brook Army Medical Center December 5th. So I was stable enough from those injuries. I was stable enough to fly down there, and after that, I spent a week in the hospital there, and then I went to outpatient status and started doing my rehabilitation. From there, in January, I was doing quite well. I was starting to regain a lot of my strength, and they started fitting me for prosthetics. But at the end of January, I suffered a small bowel obstruction. I had to go into surgery again, emergency surgery. So that kind of set me back my prosthetics, because once I sustained another cut, pretty much, my core strength wasn't strong enough to...
I wasn't ready
to get back on prosthetics. And after that, in March, or May actually, I had two more surgeries. One to remove the plate in my arm, which these were both progress, but these were progressive surgeries for me, but at the same time, they held me back with working with my prosthetics.
Right. You still got to heal.
Right, still got to heal. But I healed fast, so it was pretty good. In March and May, they removed the plate from my elbow and reversed a colostomy in the bag that I had had, so... Both good, very good surgeries.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
How many surgeries total have you been through?
I have no idea. I know that in November, initially after my injury, it was every other day. Wow. One day of rest, one day of surgery, one day of rest, one day of surgery, the whole month.
Wow. So you've really been through a lot. And how old are you?
I'm 24. I just turned 24 July 9th.
That's a lot for a man of your age.
It's a lot for anyone.
It is.
Live
it
hard is. And fast.
Yeah, well.
And then grow old, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I've already grown old.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to get up there in the years like the rest of us will. Another question for you is, you're still active duty?
Yes, I am.
What do they have you doing?
Well, I'm a patient right now, so my job is to go and rehabilitate. Every day I go to physical therapy in the morning, strengthen my body, my upper body, my core strength, and then I work with my prosthetics for a couple hours. After that, I take a break, and then I go back for more core exercise, and then I usually have a couple appointments in the afternoon time. That's pretty much every day. And then they also have other activities for me to do. I show up and participate with the Marine Corps liaison that's there, and we have different activities to do. So
great.
I show up every day in my uniform.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us.
And once again, we do want to thank you for your service.
Your service, and get well.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll pass that on to all the rest of the guys down there.
And very good.
One other thing, too. If you get the opportunity, please come back next year. We'd like to see how you're doing.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start.